was born 1911, Chickasaw County, Piedmont Plantation.
And did you know as a girl growing up that one day you'd be a maid?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
And you knew that because?
My mama was a maid. My grandmama was a house slave.
House slave. Do you ever dream of being something else? What does it feel like to raise a white child when your own child's at home being looked after by somebody else?
It feels...
I done raised 17 kids in my life. Looking after white babies, that's what I do. I know how to get them babies asleep, stop crying, and go in the toilet bowl before their mamas even get out of bed in the morning. Babies like fat. They like big, fat legs, too. That I know.
You is kind. You is smart. You is important. You is smart. You is kind. You is important. That's so it's so good.
I work for the Lee Faults from 8 to 4, 6 days a week. I make 95 cents an hour. That come to $182 every month. I do all the cooking, cleaning, washing, ironing, and grocery shopping. But mostly, I take care of baby girl. And Lord, I worry she gonna be fat.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't gonna be no beauty queen either.
Hey, Baleen, Rich Club's in an hour. Did you finish the chicken salad?
Yeah.
Oh, and Hilly's deviled eggs. No paprika. Does this dress look kind of made?
I reckon when you finish it, won't.
Well, thank you.
Miss Leafall still don't pick baby girl up but once a day. Birth and blues got hold of Miss Leafall pretty hard. I done seen it happen plenty of times. Once babies start having their own babies.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout.
And the young white ladies of Jackson, oh Lord, was they having babies. Not Miss Skeeter. No man and no babies.
I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big tough man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Behind my J-Pan.
Morning.
Hi. My name is Eugenia Finn.
Come on. Eugenia Finn and Mr. Blackley.
Shut the damn door. I guarantee you one day they're going to figure out cigarettes will kill you. Okay, Miss Phelan, let's see what you got. Myra High editor, Ole Miss Rebel Rouser editor, double major, woohoo, junior league editor. Damn, girl, don't you have fun?
Is that important?
Do you have any references?
Yes.
What? This is a rejection letter.
Not exactly. See, Miss Stein thought...
Stein?
Elaine Stein from Harper & Row Publishing in New York.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to be a serious writer, Mr. Blackley. But I applied for a job, but Mrs. Stein just
thought... She said no.
Well, until I gained some experience. See? It says right there, great potential, gain some experience, and please apply again.
Oh, Christ. I guess you'll do. Do you clean?
I'm sorry, clean?
Clean. Grab that basket. Miss Myrna has gone shit house crazy on us. She drunk hairspray or something. I want you to read her past columns. Then read these letters and you answer them just like she would. Nobody is gonna know the damn difference. You know who Miss Myrna is.
I read her articles all the time.
Articles? Miss Phelan, it's a cleaning advice column. $8 a week. Copy is due on Thursday. Hello? Luann, honey, I can't talk right now. I'm at work.
What?
Shut that goddamn door.
Mama, we're late for bridge.
Miss Hilly was the first of the babies to have a baby. And it must have come out of her like the 11th commandment. Because once Miss Hilly had a baby, every girl at the bridge table had to have one, too.
Minnie, go get Mama!
Mrs. Walters, you need help coming down?
I'm down. Been down. Okay. Whoa, Mrs. Walters. Whoa. Here, let me help you. Take that off. It's 98 degrees out there.
Oh, is it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let's put my coat on, then.
Come on, Minnie.
All right. Here's your pocket.
Thanks.
Oh, okay. Hold on, Mrs. Walters. Hold on.
Minnie. Once Mrs. Walters' arteries went hard, Miss Hilly moved her into her house and fired the maid she had to make room for Minnie, too. See, Minnie about the best cook in Mississippi, and Miss Hilly wanted her. Lost my own boy, Treloar, 4 years ago. After that, I just didn't want to live no more. It took God and Minnie to get me through it. Minnie, my best friend. The old lady like me, lucky to have her. After my boy died, a bitter seed was planted inside of me. And I just didn't feel so accepting anymore.
You drunk up 2 glasses of grape juice. I know you got the TT.
No.
I'll give you 2 cookies if you go. Mabley, you going?
Mabley, the girls are pulling up and the table isn't set.
Mabley, go, Mama.
Get in your room right now. Set out the dessert forks, please.
Put Mama in a chair before she breaks a hip.
I'm not deaf yet, Hilly.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Oh, Minnie, will you see if Abilene has some of that ambrosia?
Hold on, those are Miss Hilly's.
She look like the winning horse at the Kentucky Derby.
All them flowers and bows.
That's that paprika on.
Oh. Forgive me, Lord, but I'm going to have to kill that woman, Abilene. Now she going to put pencil marks on the toilet paper.
Did she?
Mm-hmm. But I carry paper in from my own damn house. That fool don't know.
Miss Depot got so much hairspray in her hair, she going to blow us all up if she light a cigarette.
And you know she will.
Some ambrosia.
You know I do.
All right, I'm back. The guiding light.
How, Mrs. Walters?
I'm watching my story.
Okay.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Sorry, I'm late.
Never think you'd leave Ole Miss.
Well, it does take 4 years, Jolene.
I've got a great summer planned for you. I went ahead and I picked up my black dress from the cleaners this morning. What? About supper club tonight.
What?
Honey, Stewart had to cancel. Again? He got held up on the oil rig, Skeeter. It's offshore.
I'm starting to think this Stewart is a figment of your imagination, so just forget it. I'm just gonna go get a plate.
Shh. Sorry.
I got a job today. At the Jackson Journal.
They'd be a fool not to hire you. To Skeeter and her job. Last stop till marriage. Oh.
It's for the Miss Myrna column. Elizabeth, can I talk to Aveline? Just to help me with some of the letters so I get a knack for it.
My Aveline? Why can't you just get Constantine to help?
Constantine quit us.
Oh, my gosh, Skeeter, I'm so sorry.
Anyway, I just, I don't really know how to answer these letters.
Well, I mean, as long as it doesn't interfere with her work, well, I don't see why not.
Leafault residence.
Hello, is Elizabeth in?
She having bridge club right now. May I take a message?
Yes, please tell her Celia Foote called again. I'll call back tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss? I'm looking for some help at my house. You know any maids looking?
No, ma'am.
Okay. It's Celia Foote, Emerson 684. Okay, bye now. You scared the daylights out of me.
It is lunchtime, and I am suddenly hungry.
Honestly.
Oh, I'm still working on it, Aveline.
Who's that on the phone?
Miss Celia Foote called again.
I've never called her back, Hilly. She can't take a hint, can she? Who's Celia Foote?
That tacky girl Johnny married from Sugar Ditch.
Could have been you, Hilly.
And live 30 minutes outside of town.
No, thank you.
Anyway, I ran into her at the beauty parlor, and she had the nerve to ask if she could help with the children's benefit ball.
Well, aren't we taking non-members? Benefit's gotten so big.
Yes, but we're not telling her.
Thank you, Aveline.
Hilly, I wish you'd just go use the bathroom.
I'm fine.
Oh, she's just upset because the nigger uses the guest bath and so do we.
Aveline, go check on me, Mobley.
Yes, ma'am.
He's mine and Raleigh's.
If Aveline uses the guest bath, I'm sure she uses yours, too.
She does not.
Wouldn't you rather them take their business outside?
Have y'all seen the cover of Life this week? Jackie's never looked more regal.
Tell Raleigh every penny he spends on a college bathroom, he'll get back in spades when y'all sell. Oh, it's just plain dangerous. They carry different diseases than we do. I pass. That's why I've drafted the Home Health Sanitation Initiative.
The what?
A disease preventative bill that requires every white home to have a separate bathroom for the colored help. It's been endorsed by the White Citizens Council.
Maybe we should just build you a bathroom outside, Hilly.
You ought not to joke about the colored situation. I'll do whatever it takes to protect our children. Your lead, Elizabeth.
Hmm.
Abilene?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think you'd be willing to help me with those Miss Myrna litters?
Miss Myrna get it wrong a lot of times. Be good to get it right.
Thank you, Abilene. All that talk in there today? Haley's talk? I'm sorry you had to hear that. Freed your grain sermon?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Oh, that reminds me so much of my maid, Constantine.
I knew Constantine. We were in church circle together.
Have you seen her lately?
No, ma'am.
Did you know that she acquit us?
Quit?
I got home from school a week ago, and my mama told me she had quit. Back in March, she went to live with her daughter, Rachel, in Chicago. Did you hear that? Do you have her phone number?
You are, Skeeter. Haley wants you to put her initiative in the League newsletter.
Okay. I'll be back tomorrow, Abilene, to get started on those Miss Myrna letters.
Y'all make it quick. Tomorrow's silver polishing day. Okay? James,
how you, Miss Regina?
Mama? Mama? Mama?
Is this a little too young?
That's a little too everything.
Oh, hell, you're right. Okay.
Much better.
Your daddy bought me this dress in 58.
Mama, I want to ask you about Constantine.
Right after old Miss won the Sugar Bowl. Come on, you try it on.
What really happened?
Skeeter, your mother is sick. She wants to see you in this dress. Unzip me. Come on. Did I tell you, Fanny? Petro got engaged. After she got that teller job, her mother said she was just swimming in proposals.
Well, good for fat Fanny Petro.
Eugenia, your eggs are dying. Would it kill you to go on a date? Just show a little gumption. Careful now, careful. Oh, now look at this. This dress is just precious on you. Just take it in a little here, a little there. Get your hair fixed.
I got a job today.
Where?
Writing for the Jackson Journal.
Great. You can write my obituary. Charlotte Phelan, dead. Her daughter, still single.
Mother, would it really be so bad if I never met a husband?
Skeeter! Skeeter!
Skeeter!
I need to ask you something. I read the other day about how some girls get unbalanced, start thinking these unnatural thoughts. Do you find men attractive? Are you having unnatural thoughts about girls or women?
Oh, my God.
Because this article says there's a cure. A special root tea.
Mother,
I want to be with girls as much as you want to be with James.
Eugenia!
Unless, of course, you do.
Oh. Carlton's bringing Rebecca to dinner. Try to look presentable.
What the hell do you know about cleaning a house, Skeeter?
Well, it's a start, Carlton.
If you say so. I thought you wanted to write books.
Now, y'all leave sister alone. I'm proud of you, sweetheart.
Well, the irony of it all, giving advice on how to keep up a home when she doesn't even...
Oh, no, Pascagoula. You couldn't have known this, but I'm allergic to almonds.
Sorry, Miss Eugenia, I'll get you another one.
You know, the last time I had an almond, I stopped liking men.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, no, Rebecca, it's fine. There's a special root tea for that now.
You have pushed it, young lady.
Daddy, what happened to Constantine?
Well, Constantine went to live in Chicago with her family. People move on, Skeeter. But I do wish that she'd stay down here with us.
I don't believe you. She would have written and told me. Did you fire her?
We were just a job to her, honey. With them, it's all about money. Now, you'll understand that once you've hired help of your own.
She raised me.
She did not.
She worked here for 29 years.
It was a colored thing, and I put it behind me. Excuse me a moment, Rebecca. My daughter's upset my cancerous ulcers.
What you doing hiding out here, girl?
I just couldn't tell my mom I didn't get asked to the dance.
So, right? Some things we just got to keep to ourselves, right?
Now the boys say I'm ugly. Mom was third runner up in the Miss South Carolina pageant.
I wish you'd quit feeling sorry for yourself. Now that's ugly. Ugly is something that goes up inside. It's mean and hurt, like them boys. Now, you're not one of them, is you? But I didn't think so, huh? Every day you're not dead in the ground, and you wake up in the morning, you're gonna have to make some decisions. Gotta ask yourself this question. Am I gonna believe all them bad things them fools said about me today? You hear me? Am I gonna believe all them bad things that fools say about me today? All right. As for your mama, she didn't pick a liar. And pick up. But you're gonna do something big with your. You wait and see. Come on, go home with me till the dance over. Come on.
Stan, you said in your letter to write about what disturbs me, particularly if it bothers no one else.
And I understand that now.
Sorry. Continue.
I'd like to write something from the point of view of the help. These colored women raise white children, and in 20 years, those children become the boss.
We love them, and they love us. but they can't even use the toilets in our houses. Don't you find that ironic, Miss Dunn?
I'm listening.
Margaret Mitchell glorified the mammy figure.
Dedicates her whole life to a white family. But nobody ever asked mammy how she
felt about it.
So a side to this never before heard.
Yes. Because nobody ever really talks about it down here.
Skeeter, who are you talking to in there?
Go away!
Who is that?
My mother.
Look, no maid in her right mind is ever going to tell you the truth. That's a hell of a risk to take in a place like Jackson, Mississippi.
I already have a maid.
Really? A Negro maid has already agreed to speak with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I guess I can read what you come up with. A book biz could use a little rattling.
Thank you, Miss Dunn.
Hey. All I'm saying is that I'll let you know if it's even worth pursuing. And for God's sake, you're a 23-year-old educated woman. Go get yourself an apartment.
Dear Miss Myrna, when I'm chopping onions, how do I keep tears out of my eyes?
Shoot, that's easy. You tell her to hold a matchstick between her teeth.
Is it lit?
No, ma'am.
Miss Leifold said you could start right away. Build it just like the bathroom at my house. Let's see.
Right there.
That'll be nice.
Run back to the car. Come on, boy.
Bye,
Peter. Abilene, something else I want to write about. I would need your help. I want to interview you about what it's like to work as a maid. I'd like to do a book of interviews about working for white families. We could show what it's like to work for, say, Elizabeth.
You know what Miss Leifold would do to me if she knew I was telling stories on her?
Well, I was thinking that we wouldn't have to tell her. The other maids would have to keep it a secret, too.
Other maids?
Well, I was hoping to get four or five. To show what it's really like in Jackson. So will y'all get paid? And the babies and bathrooms? The good and the bad.
I bought you this damn house, and I put up with your new clothes and your trips to New Orleans, but this takes the goddamn cake.
Haley spoke to the Surgeon General, and she also said it'll add value to our home.
I guess Mae Mobley didn't go to college in that damn bathroom.
Haley's covering the cost and said you could just do Williams, Texas to pay her back.
We don't take orders from the Holbrooks. Skeeter, how you doing?
Fine.
Fix me a sandwich, Abilene.
Abilene, Mae Mobley's crying her eyes out. Skeeter. I'm sorry, but I think it's best if you leave now.
Oh, sure.
And this Miss Myrna thing isn't going to work out with Abilene. I'm sorry.
You're making it hotter, flapping your arms like that, Minnie. Look how big the waves are, Minnie. Let's go to the beach. Run, get Mr. Walters. He loves riding these waves. You know we went to Biloxi on our honeymoon?
Yes, ma'am.
Are we in Biloxi, Minnie?
No, ma'am. We ain't. Why don't you sit down here for a spell? And then me and you will go on down to the beach in a little while. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Hilly.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
You go on ahead and use the inside bath, Minnie. It's all right.
Oh, for crying out loud, it's just a little rain. She can go on up and get an umbrella from William's study.
I believe she was working for me before you dragged us both here. Dad, it ruined you.
I'm just gonna get you tea.
Minnie, are you in there?
Yes, ma'am.
And just what are you doing?
Get out of my toilet!
Oh, you are fired, Minnie Jackson!
Teen people died in Jackson that day. 10 white and 8 black. God don't pay no mind to color once he decide to set a tornado loose.
Mudley's up and I'm off to the doctor.
That's Avery's bathroom, Mama. Hey, Avery.
No, honey. Promise me you won't go in there, okay?
I'm right here, baby girl.
Isn't it so nice to have your own Abilene?
Yes, ma'am.
Minnie?
Hey, Abilene.
Hey, Minnie.
Mm-hmm.
Where you headed?
I got some business to tend to, so y'all just mind your own. All right, then. Well, bye. Bye. Now, she mad at me because I got that job at Miss Hillis.
Well, don't worry about her. She always mad about something.
Yes, ma'am. Everything okay?
Okay, I just wanted to talk to you.
You got some Miss Myrna questions for me?
Oh, no. I just wanted to talk. We never finished our conversation at Elizabeth's. How about that book I want to write? I'd like to interview you, Abilene. I know it's scary.
They set my cousin Chanel's car on fire
just because she went down to the boating station.
A book like this has never been written before.
Because there's a reason. I do this with you, I might as well burn my own house down.
I promise we'll be careful.
This already ain't careful, Miss Skeeter. You're not knowing that's what scared me the most. Scared me more than Jim Crow.
Here's my phone number. And my car's here. I could just take you home.
No, ma'am.
No person shall require any white female to nurse in wards or rooms in which Negro men are placed. Books shall not be interchangeable between the white and colored schools, but shall continue to be used by the race first using them. No colored barber shall serve as a barber to white women or girls. Any person printing, publishing, or circulating written matter urging for public acceptance of social equality between whites and Negroes is subject to imprisonment.
Hello?
Maybelline, I done went and did it now. I went to Miss Hilly's house this afternoon.
Why, Minnie?
She done told every white woman in town I'm a thief. Said I stole a candelabra. Oh, but I got her back.
What you did?
I can't tell you. I ain't telling nobody. I done something terrible, awful to that woman, and now she know what I done.
Sorry. Minnie.
She got what she deserved, Abilene. But now I ain't gonna never get no job again.
What you done did now, Minnie?
Get off that phone. Leroy, please! Minnie? Minnie!
Please open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. God, having asked Moses to free the Israelites, Moses answered, "Oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent. I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." See, courage isn't just about being brave. Amen. Courage is daring to do what is right in spite of the weakness of our flesh.
That's right.
And God tells us, commands us, compels us to love. Amen?
Amen.
See, love, as exemplified by our Lord Jesus Christ, is to be prepared to put yourself in harm's way for your fellow man. And by your fellow man, I mean your brother, your sister, your neighbor, your friend, and your enemy. See, if you can love your enemy, you already have the victory. Let's stand. All right.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get me behind.
Quick, come quick. I'm probably up on State Street. I caught a cab here, like you asked.
Got dropped two streets over.
I know now that it's
against the law what we're doing. I've never seen you in a uniform before. You look really nice.
Thank you. I ain't never had no white person in my house before. Mosquito. What if you don't like what I got to say about white people?
This ain't about me. It didn't matter how I feel.
You're gonna have to change my name. My Miss Leafold, everybody.
Do you have other maids that are interested?
It's gonna be hard.
What about Minnie?
Minnie got her some stories sure enough, but she ain't real keen on talking to white people right now.
What does it feel like to raise a white child when your own child's at home being looked after by somebody else?
It feels...
Is that your son?
Yes, ma'am. Can we move on to the next question?
You know, Abel, you don't have to call me ma'am. Not here. Do you want to talk about the bathroom? Or anything about Miss Leafold? Has she paid you? Or has she ever yelled at you in front of Mae Mobley?
I thought I might write my stories down and read them to you. And no different than writing down my prayers.
Okay. Sure.
Say my prayers out loud. I find I can get my point across a lot better writing them down. I write an hour, sometimes two, every night. And after my prayers last night, I got some stories down too.
Go ahead.
My first white baby to ever look after was named Alton Carrington Spears. It was 1925, and I just turned 14. I dropped out of school to help Mama with the bill. Alton's mama died of lung disease. I loved that baby, and he loved me. That's when I learned I could make children feel proud of themselves. Alton used to always be asking me how come I was black. Just eat them all. And one time I told him this because I drank too much coffee. You should have seen his face.
Was just so great. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you doing this with me. What changed your mind?
God. And Miss Hilly Holbrook.
Miss Hilly, I would like to ask you and Mr. Williams something. My twin boys graduated from high school, both on the honor roll. Well, me and my husband, we've been saving for years to send them to Tougaloo. We short about $75 on one of the tuitions.
Woo! I am late. I gotta get going. See you tonight, honey.
Okay. Go on.
Well, now we're faced with having to choose which son can go if we don't come up with the money. Would you consider giving us a loan? I'd work every day for free till it was paid off.
That's not working for free, Yul May. That's paying off a debt.
Yes, ma'am.
As a Christian,
I'm doing you a favor. See, God don't give charity to those who are well and able. You need to come up with this money on your own, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You'll thank me one day.
You cooking white food? You taste it with a different spoon. You see, you put the tasting spoon back in the pot, might as well throw it all out. Spoon too. And you use the same cup, same fork, same plate every day. And you put it up in the cabinet. Tell that white woman that's where you're gonna keep it from now on out. Don't do it to see what happens. Morning, ladies. When you're serving white folks coffee, set it down in front of them. Don't hand it to them, because your hands can't touch. And don't hit on their cheering. White folks like to do their own spanking. Last thing. Come here. Look at me. No sass mapping. No sass mapping. I mean it. Give your mama a kiss.
Leroy had made Sugar quit school to help him with the bills. And every day Minnie went without a job might have been the day Leroy took her from my world.
Come on, everybody.
But I knew the only white lady Miss Hilly hadn't gotten to with her lies.
Minnie Jackson. You were cooking something?
One of those upside down cakes from the magazine? It ain't working out too good. Come on, let's get you Coca-Cola. This here's the kitchen.
What in the hell?
I guess I got some learning to do.
You sure do.
Johnny's grandmama left in this house when she died. And then Johnny's mama wouldn't let me change the thing. But if I had it my way, this place would be wall-to-wall white carpet with gold trim. None of this old stuff.
Main house has 5 beds and baths, and then the pool house has 2 more beds and baths.
When y'all gonna start having some cheering? Filling up all these empty beds.
I'm pregnant now.
Oh, gonna be eating for 2. That's double the cooking.
I know. It's an awful lot to do. 5 other maids have already turned me down. Let me at least get you some bus money.
Now, when you hear me say I don't want to clean this house?
Wait. So you'll do it?
First time I've hired a maid. Come on. You hungry?
No, ma'am. Now, hold on a minute. We got to talk about some things first.
Oh.
I work Sunday through Friday.
You can't work at all on the weekends.
Okay. Well, what time you want me here?
After 9, and you gotta leave before 4.
Okay. Now, what's your husband say you can pay?
Johnny doesn't know I'm bringing in help.
And what Mr. Johnny gonna do when he come home and find a colored woman in his house?
It's not like I'd be fibbing. I just want him to think I can do this on my own. I really need a maid.
I'll be here tomorrow morning about 9:15.
Great.
Miss Celia.
Hmm?
I think you done burnt up your cake.
Yes, we are running behind on our coat drive, girls, so hurry up and clean out those closets. But our Christmas benefit, however, is right on schedule. Mary Beth?
Well, thanks to y'all, I can announce that we already filled every raffle slot for baked goods.
Think we can put a dent in African children's hunger this year?
A big gift!
Now, I just found out the Surgeon General has reviewed the Home Health Sanitation Initiative that I drafted, and he passed it along to Governor Barnett! Skeeter, when can we expect to see the initiative in the newsletter? I gave it to you a month ago.
I gave it to you myself.
Would you please stand, Skeeter?
I'll have it in there real soon.
Great. Sorry I'm late.
Hey.
Thanks.
Ellie, I really am sorry about the newsletter. Just with Mama being sick and all.
Oh, it's fine.
I made you the egg and olive on rye, Miss Skeeter.
Oh, thank you, Henry. You remembered.
You're welcome.
Oh, Ellie, tell her I can hardly stand it.
He's coming.
Oh, Skeeter Stewart's definitely coming this time, next Saturday week.
Well, he's canceled twice before, so don't you think maybe that's a sign?
Don't you dare say that.
You know I'm not going to be his type.
Damn it, Skeeter. I'm not going to let you miss out on this just because your mother convinced you you're not good enough for somebody like him.
Saturday night.
I reckon I'm ready to talk about Miss Lethal now. Baby girl still gotta wear a diaper when she sleep at night. Now, don't get changed till I get there in the morning. At about 10 hours, she got to sleep in her mess. Now Miss Lee fall pregnant with her second baby. Lord, I pray this child turn out good. It'll only grow if her mama don't think their child is pretty.
It's very true.
Miss Lee fall should not be having babies. Write that down. Trilo would like we doing this. He always said we're gonna have a ride in the family one day. Always thought it was gonna be him. Maybe it's gonna be me.
I believe. They done set a bomb off in Megan Evers' carport.
You and May told me what y'all was up to. I didn't want to believe it.
And just what makes you think colored people need your help? Why do you care,
Minnie?
Maybe you just want to get Abilene in trouble.
No. I want to show her perspective. So people might understand what it's like from your side.
Well, it's a real 4th of July picnic. It's what we dream of doing all weekend long. Get back into their house, polish the silver. And we just love not making minimum wage or getting the Social Security. And how we love they cheering when they little. And then they turn out just like they mamas.
I know. Maybe things can change.
What law's gonna say you got to be nice to your maid?
You don't have to do this now, Minnie.
You damn right I don't. You two give me heart palpitations.
And that's a good move.
All right, I'm gonna do it. But I need to make sure she understands this ain't no game we playing here. Slide your chaff under that table. Face me. I need to see you squirm at all times. I got to come up with your questions too?
Oh. Let's begin with where you were born.
Belzona, Mississippi, on my great auntie's sofa. Next, I put the green beans in first. Then I get on the pork chops so I can get started on that concrete.
Once Minnie got to talking about food, she liked to never stop. But when she got to talking about the white ladies, it took all night.
Then she say, "Oh, Minnie, I'm gonna give you a paid vacation." I ain't never had no paid vacation in my life. A week later, I come back, and they done moved to Mobile. This lazy finger scared I found a new job before she moved. Ain't that right, Abilene? We got to get some more maids.
It hard. You go try and see.
Okay, I will.
We going done it now.
Just arrived from New York for
ya. What is that? A shiner later. All the way from New York City. I'm a good mother. Come on, sit down. The whole system costs $11. Even smells expensive. You're gonna look beautiful on your date tonight.
I can feel the hope in your fingers.
Holy shit.
You shrunk 5 inches.
Oh my God.
You'll be able to wear heels tonight. You're not leaving the house in those awful Mexican man shoes.
Can I take the Cadillac?
We promised the Cadillac to Carlton Rebecca tonight, so William's cousin will just have to come pick you up himself.
Well, I'll take the truck.
It's hooked up to the motor grader.
I'll drive slow.
Nina! Nina! Now remember, no gentleman wants to spend the evening on the sour puss. Don't move!
Stuart, she'll be here any minute.
Hey. Skeeter.
Boys, we'll be right back. Y'all talk about quarterbacks or something. You'll make it, Miss Skeeter, Coca-Cola.
Yes, ma'am.
One drink?
Just water, please.
Double Old Kentucky Straight, the water back. You've got two backs.
You sure you don't want to just make it the whole bottle in a straw? Honey, there's the lieutenant governor. Let's go say hi.
So, what do you do with your time? You work?
I write. But right now I'm working on a domestic maintenance column for the Jackson Journal.
You mean housekeeping? Jesus, I can't think of anything worse than reading a cleaning column, except for maybe writing one.
Well, I can. Working with a bunch of greasy, stinky men in the middle of the ocean.
It sounds to me like a ploy to find a husband, become an expert in keeping house.
Well, aren't you a genius? You figured out my whole scheme.
You know it all, you girls from Ole Miss major in. Professional husband hunting.
Who is hungry? I'm sorry, but were you dropped on your head as an infant? Or were you just born stupid?
I can cook corn pone, boiled potatoes. I can do grits.
Well, I reckon if there's anything you ought to know about cooking, is this. The most important invention since they put mayonnaise in the jar. Got gum in your hair? Got a squeaky dough hinge? Crisco.
How pretty. Looks like frosting.
Got bags under your eyes? Want to soften your husband's scaly feet? Mm-hmm. Crisco. But it's best for frying chicken. Frying chicken just tend to make you feel better about life. At least me, anyway. I love me some fried chicken. Shake that.
This is so much fun.
All right, all right. Chicken already dead, Miss E. Yep, he dead. This, Miss Celia. You supposed to eat in the dining room. That's how it works. Yeah, let me take the plate back.
I'm fine right here, Minnie.
What?
I just want you to know I'm real grateful you're here.
You got plenty more to be grateful for than me. And look, now I ain't messing around no more. Now, Mr. Johnny gonna catch me here and shoot me dead right here on this no-wax floor. You got to tell him. Ain't he wondering how to cook so good?
You're right. We ought to burn the chicken a little.
Many don't burn chicken.
I like this Sarah Ross. She testifies without complaining too much. And that Bertha, she's got chutzpah. I'll give her that.
So you liked it?
Eugenia, Martin Luther King just invited the entire country to march with him in D.C. in August. This many Negroes and whites have not worked together since Gone with the Wind. How many stories have you recorded thus far?
The ones you've read?
Two domestics, that's all?
Oh. I'm real close to getting more interviews.
Don't send me anything else until you do have more maids.
Yes, ma'am. How many more?
I don't know, at least a dozen. My advice to you is to write it and write it fast before this whole civil rights thing blows over. Now, good night to you, Miss Phelan.
We need a dozen more.
Me and Abilene done asked everybody we know. 31 maids. Y'all too scared. Think we crazy.
Well, if we don't get more, we're not getting published.
I got plenty of stories, Mosquito. Just write them down and invent the maid to Saturday. Y'all already making up names, just make up the maids too.
We're not gonna do that. That would be wrong.
Don't give up on this, Mosquito.
It wouldn't be real.
They killed my son. He fell carrying 2x4s at the mill. Truck run over him, crushed his lung. That white foreman threw his body on back of a truck. Drove to the colored hospital. Dumped him there and honked the horn. There was nothing they could do, so I brought my baby home. Laid him down on that sofa right there. He died right in front of me. He's just 24 years old, Mosquito, best part of a person's life. Anniversary of his death comes. Every year I can't breathe, but to y'all it's just another day of bridge. You stop this. Everything I wrote, he wrote. Everything he was gonna die with him.
Enjoying your new bathroom over at Elizabeth's? Nice to have your own. In an Abilene.
Yes, ma'am. And I thank you.
Separate, but equal. That's what Ross Barnett says, and you can't argue with the governor.
Well, certainly not in Mississippi. Birthplace of modern-day government.
Hey, Mosquito.
Can I get you something?
Oh, no, thanks. Yulme, I wanted to talk to you about something.
I already know what you're going to ask, Mosquito. Minnie and Abilene already did. I'm trying to get my boys off to college. It's worthwhile what y'all doing, but my boys are worth more.
I understand.
What do you understand, Skeeter?
Yulme was just saying how excited she is that her boys are going to go to college.
Did you also ask Miss Skeeter if you could borrow money?
Of course not. I'm gonna put Billy down for his nap. Excuse me. Come on, babe.
Skeeter, are you intentionally not putting my initiative in the newsletter?
No, not at all. I just have been really busy with Mama.
I know. You must be so worried about your mother, but, I'm worried about you. Reading this stuff, believe it or not, there are real racists in this town. If the wrong person caught you with anything like that, oh, you'd be in serious trouble.
Well, I'll be on the lookout.
Put my initiative in the newsletter.
Particularly tall and very handsome man named Stuart here for you.
Oh, God. Oh, Mother. You would not like him, trust me. He's a drunken asshole.
Love and hate are two horns on the same goat, Eugenia. And you need a goat. Put that on. Hurry.
Look, I know it was a few weeks back, but I came to say I'm sorry for the way I act.
You sent you, William or Hilly?
Neither. Hilly, but I wanted to come, okay? I was rude and I've been thinking about it a lot.
Well, I haven't. She can just go.
God damn it. I told Hilly I wasn't ready to go out on any date, right? I wasn't even close to ready. I was engaged last year. She ended it.
I'm sure she did.
It's not like that. I'm not always a jerk. Anyway, we've been dating since we were 15, and you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. I've never really dated anyone before.
Ever?
Ever.
All right, Well, that must be it, then.
What?
You, Skeeter. I've never met a woman that says exactly what she's thinking.
Well, I got plenty to say.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. You make me laugh, smile. Want to come out to dinner with me? We could talk. I could actually listen to you this time.
I can't think of anything worse.
Well, I understand, and I'm sorry. That's what I came here to say, and I said it.
Just give me a minute. Let me get my sweater.
I'm not a big fan of oysters, no.
Oysters are a vehicle for crackers and ketchup.
Well, here's the new beginnings. Mm.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, you've already made that pretty clear. And just so you know, the boys caught me reading your Miss Myrna column on the Rig the other day.
Really? You read them?
All of them. Very informative, too. I had no idea the ground eggshells got grease out of clothes.
Well, I did my homework.
You're a good writer, Skeeter.
Thank you. I want to be a journalist. Or maybe a novelist. Or maybe both.
I like that. You're really smart. And pretty. What you see makes you feel so good. Skeeter? I hope you get to write something really good. Something you believe.
You is kind, you is smart, you is important.
Don't shop for anything on Capitol Street. Let's let the merchants down on Capitol Street feel the economic pinch. Let me say this to you. I had one merchant to call me, and he said, I want you to know that I've talked to my national office today, and they want me to tell you that we don't need nigger business. These are stores that help to support the White Citizens Council, the council that is dedicated to keeping you and I second-class citizens.
Mama!
Don't courage them like that.
That is national news.
I won't have it. You understand?
How you doing, Miss Clark?
All right, Henry. Thank you. How you doing?
If God is willing, Miss Clark. If God is willing.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
What's going on out there, mister?
Colored people off. The rest of you, let me know where you're going. I'll get you close as I can.
What happened?
I don't know. Some nigger got shot. Where are you headed?
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson. All right.
You gonna be all right, Miss Clark?
I'll be all right. You go on now, Henry.
You want me to walk?
No, thank you. I'll be all right.
Well, you have a good night.
Which way are you going?
view this as a cold, brutal, deliberate killing in a savage, uncivilized state. There is no state with a record that approaches that of Mississippi in inhumanity, murder, brutality, and racial hatred. It is absolutely at the bottom of the list.
15 minutes past midnight, Everett got out of his car beside his home in a Negro residential area. In a vacant lot about 40 yards away, a sniper fired a single shot from a high-powered rifle at Everett's silhouette.
I'm all right. You are. Sit down. You all right?
The bullet hit him in the back, crashed through his body, through a window into the house. He died within an hour at a Jackson hospital. City detectives believe the fatal shot was fired from
the KKK shot him. They found a rifle in the bushes. Now we'll go. Right in front of his chair, neighborly.
We're gonna pray for the Evers. We're gonna pray for Merlin. We living in hell.
Trap. All the kids trap.
Sugar, take your brothers and sisters and y'all go on to bed. Good night. Good night. Good night. Gonna be careful.
He's just too good. Pick up, drag us back, shoot me in front of my chest.
We ain't doing so all right. We just telling stories like they really happened.
You're a fool, woman. A fool.
Miss Phelan, the presses are heating up. We needed Miss Myrna 30 minutes ago.
Yes, sir.
Chop, chop.
Miss Celia.
When you go home, I'll see you tomorrow.
You mess up your hair color again. I helped you fix it last time. We got it back to Butter Batch. It was real pretty, remember? Miss Celia.
I told you, go home.
We're gonna catch Miss Celia. You just wait and see.
We got married because I was pregnant. Then I lost it a month later. Johnny wants kids now. What's he gonna do with me?
Well, Mr. Johnny just gonna have to get over it.
He doesn't know about the baby. one of the two before.
Davis?
What you want me to do?
You're under arrest.
Just call my husband. Just call my husband. Wait a minute. I want my purse.
No. You're under arrest.
I want to get my purse. I want to get my purse! Save me! Don't fight me! Save me! Save me! I want my purse!
She was a thief the day she started. A Negro walks into a pawn shop with a ring of such size and color. It took them all of 10 minutes to find out where she worked. I am desperate for a grilled cheese sandwich. Are you? Are you? Do you want a grilled cheese sandwich too? Okay, just go sit down over there.
Let's head on over to Miss Abilene's house. Now.
I'm gonna help with your stories.
I'm on help too.
Mm-hmm. We all are.
That's right. That's right.
I used to take a shortcut every day when I went to work at Dr. Dixon's house. Cut through that farmer's lower 40 to get there. One day this farmer was waiting for me with a gun. Said he'd shoot me dead if I walked on this land again. Dr. Dixon went and paid that farmer double for two of those acres. Told him he was gonna start farming too. But he bought that just for me, so I could get to work easy. He did.
I worked for Miss Jolene's mother till the day she died. Then her daughter, Miss Nancy, asked me to come and work for her. Miss Nancy, a real sweet lady. But Miss Jolene's ma done put it in her will. I got to work for Miss Jolene. Miss Jolene's a mean woman. Mean for sport. Lord, I tried to find another job. But in everybody's mind, the French family and Miss Jolene owned me. Owned me.
I leave early this week for Thanksgiving. Our last editor's meeting is December 17th. So if you want a prayer of this getting read, I better have it by then.
That's in 3 weeks, Miss Dunn.
Well, otherwise, it goes in the pile. You do not want it in the pile.
Yes, ma'am.
And put something personal in there. Write about the maid who raised you.
I understand.
Well, we had a lot of history for them.
But I think they're back. I think we're doing that well.
I was in the neighborhood. Thought I'd drop by.
Everybody hide. Everybody get down. Get down.
Don't be taking those women any more pies. You understand?
They made me stand there like I was the backing salesman. Why, Minnie?
Because they know about you getting knocked up by Mr. Johnny. Mad you married one of their men's. Especially since Miss Hill and Mr. Johnny had just broke up, too.
So Hilly probably thinks that I was fooling around with Johnny when they were still going steady.
Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Walters always said Miss Hill is still sweet on Mr. Johnny, too.
No wonder. They don't hate me. They hate what they think I did.
They hate you because they think you white trash.
I'm just gonna have to tell Hilly I ain't no boyfriend stealer. Fact, I'll tell her Friday night at the benefit.
You don't need to be going to that benefit, Miss Celia. Did you hear me? Now you just stay home.
That looks bad. Let me take a look.
I gotta get these peas on.
I know you didn't fall in no tub, Minnie. You know what I'd do if I were you? I'd give it right back to him. I'd hit him over the head with a skillet, and I'd tell him go straight to hell.
From here, the members of the family. Visitors from foreign countries and others will walk to St. Matthew's Cathedral. Senator Edward Kennedy getting out of the car. Mrs. Kennedy. Robert Kennedy, Attorney General.
Sweetheart, I gotta get down to the coast. I'll be back in time for the benefit.
Done gone crazy, Miss Skeeter, and I'm scared. What if people find out what we write and figure out Niceville Willie Jackson, figure out who? Maybe we need us some insurance. I told God I'd never speak of it again. We ain't got no choice.
Sorry.
I need to tell y'all about the terrible, awful lie done to Miss Hilly. It might be the only thing to keep us safe.
So, nobody wanted to hire a sass-mouthing, thieving Negro.
with that.
Oh, pie's as good as always, Minnie.
I'm glad you like it.
Oh.
If I take you back, I'll have to cut your pay $5 a week.
Take me back?
What do you put in here that makes it taste so good?
That good vanilla from Mexico. And something else real special. Mm. No, Miss Walters. That's Miss Hilly's special pie.
Mama can have a piece.
Oh, set her one.
Go get a plate.
Eat my shit.
What'd you say?
I said, eat my shit.
Have you lost your mind?
No, ma'am. But you about to. 'Cause you just did.
Did what?
I just wanted to see her take a bite. Then I was gonna leave. Be done with her forever. Before I knew it, I had done told that woman what was in that pie. I done asked God to forgive me. But more for what happened to poor Miss Walters. Miss Hilly threw her in that nursing home just for laughing.
We can't put that story in the book.
We ain't got no choice. Hilly Holbrook can't let nobody know that pie story about her.
Exactly. If people find out the terrible offer was you and Miss Hilly, we in trouble. They ain't words for.
Right. But don't you see? She gonna go to her grave convincing folks this book ain't by Jackson. Now that keeps us safe. Insured.
No. No, that's too dangerous.
Okay. Y'all two brought me into this, but I'm gonna finish it. Now either put it in or pull my parts out altogether. Y'all pick.
Thank you, Tommy. I should be out by 10.
Yes,
see you then.
This is Jolene French reporting from the African Children's Benefit Ball, and I'm here with League President Miss Hilly Holbrook.
Thanks, Jolene. And I'm just so excited for the auction tonight, aren't you?
I'm absolutely thrilled.
See what Miss Hilly got on.
Lord have mercy. Women better hold on their husbands tonight. Miss Leifold been working on that dress for 4 weeks, and that's what she came up with.
Thank you.
everybody enjoying the evening? Let's give a nice round of applause for the help. For all the men and women who have helped make tonight possible. A cause I'm sure is dear to their hearts as well.
You've talked to him?
Thank you.
Honey, don't you think you've had enough to drink? I wish you'd try and eat something.
I'm not having my stomach poke out. Okay, everybody quiet down. I got the list of the winners. Okay, the winner of the beautiful mink car coat is Charlotte Phelan! Congrats, Miss Phelan. Ladies, I hope your husbands took note of that. Now it's time for the baked goods. Ooh, yummy, yummy! The highest bid in baked goods goes to Minnie Jackson's chocolate pie. Congratulations, Hilly Holbrook!
Oh, Hilly! That's funny. I didn't get anything.
All right. Oh, and now it's time for Danica's strawberry jam.
Congratulations, Hilly.
I didn't know you were a fan of Minnie's pies.
I've been wanting to talk to you all night. Minnie said why you won't be my friend. It's because you think me and Johnny went behind your back. Wait, I want to talk.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
I'm your sweetheart. Let me bring you back to your table.
Okay.
Really?
It's all right.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it. What are you trying to do to me? What are you and that Negro up to?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You liar. Who did you tell?
Hilly, I got pregnant after you and Johnny broke up.
Oh, shit. Shut up, mother.
Johnny never cheated on you. At least not with me.
Oh, Johnny would never cheat on me.
I'm so sorry. I thought you'd be tickled you on that pie.
You tell that Negro. If she tells anybody, I will make her suffer.
Hey, that is enough. Celia? Hey, baby, what's the matter? Celia?
Oh. What a mess. Napkins.
Why don't we get back to the auction? Next up, Debbie's peppermint bark. It goes great with hot cocoa.
Oh, just come on home with us tonight, Mother.
No, thanks. I've got a pie to eat.
You throw that pie away right now.
I spent good money on this pie. I want it just for you.
You signed me up?
I may have trouble remembering my own name or what country I live in, but there are two things I can't seem to forget. That my own daughter threw me into a nursing home, and that she ate many shit. Good night. Hey, how about a nightcap?
Let's go.
I'm not right for this kind of life, Minnie. I don't need a dining room table for 12 people. I couldn't get 2 people over here if I begged. I can't do this to Johnny anymore. That's why I gotta go back to Sugar Ditch.
You can't move back to Sugar Ditch. Reckon it's time you knew. Sit down. So Miss Hilly thought you knew about the terrible awful. That you was making fun of her. It's my fault she pounced on you. If you leave Mr. Johnny, And Miss Hiller done won the whole ball game. And she done beat me. And she done beat you.
Thank you for telling me that.
Lord, look at all these pages. 266 of them. So we just send it off. Just wait and see. Hope Mr. ain't gonna publish it.
Well, I have one more story to type before I put it in the mail, but other than that, we're done.
Which one you got left?
Mine.
I need to talk to you about Constantine.
Oh, Eugenia. That was so long ago.
What happened? What happened?
She didn't give me a choice. The Daughters of America had just appointed me state regent. Grace Higginbotham, our esteemed president, came all the way down from Washington, D.C. to our house for the ceremony. It's just beautiful. Look at that. She'd gotten so old and slow, Skeeter.
Hello, Miss Charlotte.
Rachel. We were expecting you next week.
I decided to come early and surprise Mama.
I'm entertaining. Why don't you go around back, wait in the kitchen? Go on now. I'm sorry. Rachel, what are you doing?
Well, I'm just doing as I was told, Miss Charlotte. Going to the kitchen. But I'm going to see my mama first.
Hello, Mama. Go on to the kitchen. I'll be there to it. You may put up with this kind of nonsense, but I do not.
Get out of this house, Rachel.
You heard her. Go on, girl.
Miss Charlotte, let me take her to the kitchen. Come on, baby. Let's go.
Charlotte.
Both of you. Leave. Now.
Come on, Mama.
Constantine didn't do anything wrong. You love Rachel. I know you do.
She was our president. What was I supposed to do?
She did you the biggest favor of your life. She taught me everything.
Well, you idolized her too much. You always have.
I needed someone to look up to.
I went to her house the next day, but she had already gone.
Tell me all this.
Because I didn't want to upset you during your final exams. And I knew you'd blame me, and it wasn't my fault.
I have to go find her. She needs me.
Eugenia.
What?
We sent your brother up to Chicago to bring Constantine home. When he got there, she died. You broke her word. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
They printed a few thousand copies with the worst advance Miss Stein had ever seen.
Hey, what you doing with Alicia's book? You can't read.
They sent Miss Skeeter $600. She broke that money up and gave it to each of us. Divided 13 ways, that came to about $46 each.
Y'all finish your homework.
Toilet, put me out in a storm and told me never to come back. But I did come back. I came back with a pie I had baked to say I'm sorry. I watched her eat. Well, it's a wonderful book, Killy, filled with gripping testimonials from Mississippi's housekeeper.
Okay, Mama, I need to run.
Well, you should read the book, Hilly. It's quite scandalous. Sounds like Jackson, if you ask me. Quite scandalous.
What book?
What's it called again?
The Help. H-E-L-P.
You told me to write something good, something I believed in.
It's not what I believe in.
And that joke you pulled with Hilly with the toilets, that's funny. Why would you do this to us? I don't even know why you care.
What?
Things are fine around here. Why go stir up trouble?
Trouble's already here, Stuart. I had to tell you this. You needed to know.
Goddamn right I needed to know. You should have told me this from the start. You're a selfish woman, Skeeter.
Stuart.
I think you're better off being alone.
Melody knew you'd sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. Even you don't know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Yeah. Well, did you get to that? Okay, now don't read ahead, whatever you do.
What you done put up in this? She said, my shit.
What's the matter, baby?
Heard that Betty character might be Mary Elizabeth.
It's not Jackson. And that book is garbage. I bet the whole thing is made up by some nigra.
And Jolene, didn't your mama leave Cora to you in her will?
Well, yes, but that's not odd, is it? Happens all the time, right?
The book is not about Jackson.
Attorney in the state. Oh, Missy, you're going to jail.
You can't prove anything.
Oh, I 100% know you wrote it because nobody else in town is as tacky as you.
You don't know anything, Hilly.
Oh, I don't, do I? You tell Abilene the next time she wants to write about my dear friend Elizabeth. Uh-huh. Remember her? Had you in her wedding? Let's just say Abilene ought to have been a little bit smarter before putting in about that L-shaped scratch in poor Elizabeth's dining table. And that nigger Minnie, do I have plans for her?
Careful, Haley. That's chapter 12. Don't give yourself away now.
That was not me! I've come to tell your mother what hippie you've become. She's going to be disgusted by you.
Why, Hilly, is everything okay, you two?
Oh, Mrs. Phelan.
Hilly, you're a sweaty mess. Are you ill?
No, ma'am.
Darling. Oh, No husband wants to come home and see that.
Oh, I didn't have time to get fixed up.
You know, Hilly, if I didn't know any better, I'd say you've been eating too much pie.
Mrs. Field, I came here.
In fact, I'm sure of it. Now, you get your raggedy ass off my porch. Go on. Get off my property. Now! Before we all get one of those disgusting things on our lips. Eugenia, take me inside, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Skeeter, do your plans tomorrow?
No, ma'am.
Good. Because we are going shopping. No single daughter of mine is going to New York City representing the great state of Mississippi without a proper cosmopolitan wardrobe.
How do you know about New York?
Oh, well, Miss Stein called last night. Courage sometimes skips a generation. Thank you for bringing it back to our family.
I can't leave you like this.
Eugenia, I've made a decision. Now, my health's been on the uptick these last few weeks, and I know the doctor says it's some kind of last-strength nonsense, but I have decided not to die. It's too late. I tried calling Fannie Mae to make all your hair appointments for the next 20 years, but they wouldn't allow it. Never been more proud of you.
Thank you.
Help with those? Minnie!
Miss Thalia!
Minnie, hey, stop! Minnie!
Miss Thalia!
Minnie!
Stop that!
Hey,
stop that!
I'm not here to hurt you. Girl. You gonna put the stick down?
Uh-uh.
Listen, Celia finally told me about the babies. All of them. But I also know the minute you started working here, she started getting better. So you saved her life.
You knew I was here the whole time?
This fried chicken and okra on the first night? I mean, y'all could have at least put some corn pone on the table.
No. I can't let you eat no more corn pone, Mr. Johnny.
But thanks to you, now I've had to let out every pair of pants I own. Oh, you just leave that. And go. Let's head on up the house.
What's this?
I cooked it all by myself.
Yes, she did. She was up all night.
Wanted to do something special. I wanted to say thank you.
So, I ain't losing my job.
You got a job here for the rest of your life. If you want it.
That's a mile high meringue, Miss City. Remember to check the thighs?
Mm-hmm. Cook clean through.
Ain't pink in the middle.
Mm-mm. Just the way you taught me.
Look at
here. That table of food gave Minnie the strength she needed. She took her babies out from under Leroy and never went back.
What all these cars doing out here? We late?
No, we ain't late.
Why ain't you singing?
We got to worry about getting in and get our seat. Come on now, we late.
Who's clapping for?
We clapping for you!
Come on down, Sister Clark. Time in our community, and we have to thank you for what you have done. Now, we know you couldn't put your name in here, so we all signed our own. Thank you.
And sign our books, all for you and me.
That's beautiful.
What's wrong?
I got a job offer from Harbor Row in New York.
Congratulations.
I'm not taking it.
What you mean you're not taking it?
I can't just leave you two here. Things are getting bad from the mess that I created.
Bad things happen, ain't nothing you can do about it. Now it's for a reason we can be proud of. I don't mean to rub salt in your wound, but you ain't got a good life here in Jackson. Plus, your mama's getting better.
You ain't got nothing left here but enemies in the Junior League. Done burned every bridge there is. You ain't never gonna get another man in this town. Everybody know that. So don't walk your white butt to New York. Run it.
Look at here, Miss Keita. I'm gonna take care of Abilene. And she can take care of me.
Go find your life, Miss Keita.
Thank you.
Abilene, can you come in here, please?
Good morning.
Abilene, the silver I lent Elizabeth last week.
And I polished good? Humidity had been fighting me on polishing day.
When you returned it, three pieces were missing from the felt wrapper. A fork and two spoons.
Let me go check in the kitchen. Maybe I left some behind.
You know as well as I do, that silver's not in the kitchen.
You checking Mae Mobley's bed? Since little man was born, she's been putting things in it.
Do you hear her, Elizabeth? She's trying to blame it on a toddler.
I ain't got no silver.
She says she doesn't have them. Then it behooves me to inform you that you are fired, Abilene. And I'll be calling the police.
Amy, my phone hurts.
I'll go get some syrup, Miss Lethal.
Elizabeth can take care of her own children.
I'll go get the cough syrup.
Come here, Lonely.
I'm okay.
And still no silver.
Maybe I can't send you to jail for what you wrote, but I can send you for being a thief.
I know something about you. Don't you forget that. But what you and May says, there's a lot of time to write letters in jail. Plenty of time to write the truth about you. And the paper's free.
Nobody would believe what you wrote.
I don't know. I've been told I'm a pretty good writer. Already sold a lot of books.
Call the police, Elizabeth.
All you do is scare and lie to try to get what you want.
Abilene, stop.
You a godless woman. Ain't you tired, Miss Haley? Ain't you tired?
Abilene, you have to go now.
Baby, you need to get back to bed.
Presently.
I got to, baby. I am so sorry.
Are you going to take care of another little girl?
No, that's not the reason. I don't want to leave you. But it's time for me to retire. You're my last little girl.
No!
Baby. Baby. I need you to remember everything I told you, okay?
Okay.
You remember what I told you?
You were kind. You were smart. You were important.
That's right, baby girl.
Don't go, baby.
I got to, baby. You give my sweet girl a chance.
Mae Mobley was my last baby. In just 10 minutes, the only life I knew was done. God says we need to love our enemies. They're hard to do. But it can start by telling the truth. No one had ever asked me what it felt like to be me. Once I told the truth about that, I felt free. And I got to thinking about all the people I know things I've seen and done. My boy Treelaw always said we're gonna have a writer in the family one day. I guess it's gonna be me.
Some lonely nights, but I'm ready to carry on. I'm so glad the worst is over. I can start living now. Ooh, I feel like I can do
now I'm free. Oh, anything.
About my life's been easy, no. But nothing's gonna keep me down, no, down. Cause I know a lot more today than I knew yesterday, yeah. So I'm ready to carry on. You don't knock.
Don't knock, just walk on in.
The door.
The door to heaven's there.
There's love
and joy for you.
To share.
To share the whole day through.
I
know my friends are there.
To rest.
To rest in heaven's nest.
You don't knock, ring, push or hold. The door's wide open, waiting for you. So you don't knock. You just walk on in. I've walked life's winding road.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to bring this load.
Oh, yeah.
Travel both night and day.
Oh, yeah.
So tired, could hardly pray.
Yeah.
Jesus, my light and my guide.
Oh, yeah.
Ever by my side.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm knocking, not knocking into heaven with pride.
Oh,
you don't knock.
Don't knock, just walk on in.
The door.
The door to heaven's there.
There's love.
There's love and joy for you.
To share.
To share the whole day through.
I know my friends are there. Push a hole, the door's wide open, I'm waiting for you, so you don't knock. You just walk on in.
Whoa.
You don't knock.
Don't knock, just walk on in.
The door.
The door, the heaven's there.
There's love
and joy for you.
To share.
To share the whole day through.
I know my friends are there.
Friends are there.
To rest.
To rest in heaven's nest.
You don't knock, ring, push a hole, the door's wide open, I'm waiting for you, so you don't knock. You just walk on in. You don't knock. You just walk on in.